Time to start talking about the school system a little bit. We got one segment to do so because Lieutenant Don Coppola is going to be up in our next segment for Crime Stoppers. Joining me now is a parent activist, also a member of the Superintendent's Parent Advisory Council, Fairley Jackson. Fairley, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm okay. Now that I have some coffee. Thank you.
Right? So I don't know where to begin here. I have to kind of begin with the school board member who stepped down because that's what sparked the phone calls and the conversation and whatnot. So it was, what, Sunday, about 2 hours before kickoff. Katie Kennison put out a letter, a very wordy, lengthy letter that said, "Dear all, I quit." That was it. I mean, an economy of words. So I want to talk about the state of affairs from a parent's perspective, especially in your role, the state of affairs in Iberia schools right now. What would drive a school board member to just, I'm putting words in everyone's mouth now, but throw up some bird fingers and say peace out?
Yeah, a lot, you know, and I think, and I'm by no means a spokesperson for Ms. Kennison, but, you know, I think as a community, we need to look at those words, "I quit," and we need to fill in what's missing between "I" and "quit" and the reasons why, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we could start with simply going back and looking at the board meetings for the last 8 months and looking at this current transportation crisis, look at our funding crisis, look at the fact that we can't give teachers salaries. You know, we have many different issues. We've got lawsuits, you know, we're being sued over the Day of Hope. We've got an investigation, a federal investigation happening around civil rights violations against students with disabilities. Mm-hmm. You know, and we have this just kind of recurrence of, you know, overpaying for contracts and buying things that we don't need and, you know, not listening to educators about what they need for their classrooms. You know, I was telling you I was doing the math earlier and, you know, I'm not a great math person, but we have about $1 million on the agenda tonight.
Okay.
And that's wild. We have a $250,000 contract with Ernst & Young to handle this transportation crisis. We have a $95,000 contract for a firm unknown, and I actually support this, even though I'm not into spending money right now because we don't have it.
Right.
But Patrick Martin has put this on the agenda to really dig into the finances of the school system.
Yes. So
$95K, firm undetermined, but you know, it's time to take a deep dive.
It is time to take a deep dive, and that's going to mean more spending, and that's what we're going to see tonight,
right,
to be sure. But you can't help but look at numbers like 250K and say, if we just take that number and divvy it up amongst bus drivers,
right,
they could get, well, obviously the stipend didn't take. But every time you see any nugget, any morsel, any amount of dollars come through that aren't going to the needed resources, that aren't going to bus drivers, teachers, cafeteria workers, janitors, school-level administrators.
Right.
Not
office. Central office.
Right.
Right.
So anytime you see any dollar that's not going there, that's got to be frustrating.
And I think you really got to look at it. And, you know, Ms. Kennison was consistently voting down a lot of these contracts that she felt were superfluous and that people were telling her were superfluous, that were in the trenches doing that work. You know, and I think that when we talk about all of these contracts and all that, and we talk about people, you know, I went to their workshop, the board's workshop, about a month or so ago, and one of the presenters was talking about like a values-based budget, right? Like, you got to have a balanced budget, but then you have something called a values-based balanced budget. And that's when you look at the numbers and you see what an entity's priorities are, right? Mm-hmm. Is it people? Is it contracts? You know, is it privatization? Is it, you know, all of that? So, I mean, I think that's what we really need to look at, not just the numbers, but what is the priority of the system when it comes to spending?
Yeah. And on top of that, the amount we spend per child in East Baton Rouge Parish is already ridiculous compared to surrounding parishes or other school systems.
Yes.
So why is it that we can't get done in a reasonable amount what can get done in a reasonable amount seemingly everywhere else?
I mean, that's an excellent question. I think it's been building for a while. I do. You know, I do not think that this is indicative of just this board or just this superintendent, but it has gotten dramatically worse. I mean, dramatically worse. And we have a board that is not asking the tough questions. You know, that's why I'm glad that Patrick put this on the agenda. Mm-hmm. We need to have these questions. He asked me to look in some things, and I appreciate that. There are a lot of people in this community that want to be put to work. You know, I mean, these board members, they don't make enough money for what they're expected to do. They right. have huge districts, you know, talking about the number of kids in the system and constituents. I mean, this is like size of congressional districts, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, so I think they need aides. They need like a legislative aide. They need something. I don't think more money is going to help them. But, you know, I mean, it's that was kind of a rambling. Well,
this is where politics is kind of inverted.
Yeah.
School board and Metro Council. Longest hours.
Yeah.
Most hands on work. Largest number of complaints that you actually have to field. And yet. Lowest reward.
Yes, absolutely.
Lowest reward.
And, you get targeted, you know, and back to Ms. Kennison, I'll say, you know, members in her district were like, you know, so grateful that she was returning calls. She was returning emails. She spoke for the bus driver. She did all of that, mm-hmm. you know, and it takes a lot of work to do that.
We're talking with Fairleigh Jackson. She's a parent activist and a member of the superintendent's parent advisory council. The takeaway from her quitting, though, mm-hmm. 8 months on the gig, a gig that she was voted in for, 8 months on the gig, and she just up and walks away. How can you affect change if you quit?
Well, you know, she won't moving forward in right. that same capacity. I mean, I know what she's told me as a friend is that she's going to focus on her kids, her PTO, her school, all of that, you know, but 8 months of all of this and a lot of behind the scenes things too, you know, it's not just, you know, I don't think what we just see on that screen or in that boardroom is the full extent of what some of these members experience. And, you know, I think she did affect change in that 8 months. It's not as long as we would like. It's not as long as her constituents would like. And mm-hmm. and everybody has a right to feel disappointed, I think. Yeah. But, you know, I'm trying to focus on the good that she did. You know, a lot of the bus drivers have been really singing her praises, you know, and not just bus drivers. So many other personnel within the system, parents and everyone. It's a conflicting thing, you know. It's tough.
It is. And there's so many different problems, the bus drivers being one of them. Let's talk about the bus drivers for just a second, or the bus routes.
Yeah.
The entire transportation debacle. New bus routes are going home today.
Well, okay. This is where I'm really confused because maybe the routes are done, but we have on the agenda tonight to hire this transportation transportation company. It's Ernst & Young, you know, this global firm, right?
Right.
So they're taking over this disaster. They have to approve this contract for $250,000. Did they already do the work? I don't know who's done these routes. Are we trusting the same people that did them before? Or is this new company already doing the work? I mean, there's so many questions here. My bus driver hasn't even had her meeting yet. It's at 11:30 today.
Yeah.
So, and she's seniority. They're ranked, right? Which is such a sad thing to do to human beings, but you know, so she's like 181 of the however many drivers we have left, you know. But yeah. And so she's 181. Her meeting is at 11:30.
So I want to make sure I have this accurately because I grabbed it from our news partners over at WBRZ. The statement from the school system, which I don't get the press releases anymore. The statement from the school system says, new bus cards. All students have new bus routes. Updated bus cards will be sent home with students on September 7th and 8th.
Right.
So I guess as they have the meetings, it's like, here's your meeting, here's your new route, and that goes home from there. So
right. We received that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I spoke with a school administrator, you know, individual school administrator who handles transportation for her school, and she was just like, there's no way I can do that today and tomorrow. I mean, so we'll see. You know, I appreciate goals and targets and all of that, but this September 11th date that everything's just going to be hunky-dory, I mean, you know, we've got two meetings tonight, and it's going to be a marathon, you know.
We're going to dive into those meetings in just a minute. I want to ask one more kind of retroactive question, specifically about the bus drivers. And you're at a lot of these meetings, if not all of them.
Yes.
When school dismissed back in May, no new problems evolved. Like, everything that was bubbling over when school got back in had already started. That snowball was at the top of the mountain then and just proceeded down the mountain during the summer. Like, why, how is it everybody went home, done for the summer, and, like, nothing changed over the course of the summer?
Right. So I think there's a few things there. Number one, we eliminated elementary transfers. And I support that. I have an elementary kid. I don't want her riding transfer buses. I supported that. And that's one thing I will give Dr. Nursey's credit for.
Okay.
But knowing that you were doing that means you should have hit the ground running to figure out how it was going to work. So that's one issue. The other thing is we didn't have a transportation director.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, so there was, like, nobody steering the ship in that department, right? I mean, huge central office, huge staff, all of this. Someone was in Florida looking for another job when he probably should have been empowering his other chiefs of staff to make, you know, hiring decisions and to move forward with hiring a new transportation director. He started 12 days before the first day of school, Brian.
That's crazy.
It's wild.
That is crazy. And so this is one question that I've been asking repeatedly every chance I get. From the moment Dr. Narcisse became a semifinalist for that job, I started asking, is it going to get weird?
Yeah.
Is it going to get weird when, and I know it's
already
sophomoric of me to make the analogy, but like he went looking for a hotter prom date,
yes,
got rejected, and went back to his fallback date.
Those are the exact analogies I was making, as if we were like dating.
Right.
You know?
Like, so yeah, you went looking,
yeah,
you got shot down, and now here we are, your silver
medal.
Sloppy
seconds.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's no way it wasn't going to get weird.
Right.
Okay, let me ask you this, and then we'll get to tonight's meetings, okay? Can it be resolved? Or does he got to go?
I don't know. I think it would really take, I mean, a bridging of the community. You know, he would really have to make some effort to reach out. You know, I'm going to say, as a parent advisory council member, he's been to a couple of our meetings. You know, and I actually really enjoy the council. The person who runs this for us, Mr. Kuzan, is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see the follow through, right? Like,
yeah,
we have these meetings, we talk about it, we all like fill out forms about what we want to talk about, what's important, and we talk about it. But it has to go somewhere, right?
Right.
It's like we can't just be, you know, it's just like being at these board meetings. Sometimes you feel like, well, this mic shouldn't even be on. Who cares? You know, it's like people aren't being heard. Until people are being heard, I don't think it's going to get better. I don't think it's going to be resolved.
One of the things that I do that does give me some level of confidence is a lot of the school board's new. A lot of school board was in the same boat as Katie. Is that they're still getting their feet underneath them. The problems that have existed for a while now. That place is toxic, to be sure, but it's not the fault of the current school board by any stretch of the imagination. So we could be unhappy with the amount of time that it's going to take, how bad it's going to hurt along the way, but I'm not placing blame at the feet of the people who are currently there.
Disagree a little bit.
Okay. That's fair, because they do have 8 months under their belt.
Right.
But at the same time, though, we're talking about like months. Since I moved to Baton Rouge, it's been a mess.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a glimmer of hope with me because of the newness of the school board. I make the comparison to how our Metro Council, just a couple years ago,
right,
turned a corner and started really making some progress. So I think the same can be replicated on a school board level. All right, moving forward to tonight. What are we expecting?
Well, you know, there were a lot of questions about this agenda. Some of the big topics, as we know, transportation, and then some of the fallout from that, instructional minutes, that supposedly need to be made up. Even that is a question right now. So, you know, the big issue was, okay, this wasn't on the agenda when we see it yesterday. So everybody's wondering what's happening. The Ernst & Young wasn't on the agenda, but we knew that this was happening. So the next thing we know, there's a special meeting. So now we've got a special meeting at 5, and that is going to be talking about these instructional minutes. This is basically because, number one, that day that we had to take off.
Yep.
And then number two, the fact that our middle and high school students have been getting out an hour early. So the idea is that we have to make up these instructional minutes. Now, again, this is being questioned by people in the system doing math and things like that, that maybe we don't have to do this. So there's a couple different options that we received in a survey, you know, option A and option B, about making up this time. The wording of the special meeting is very odd. It almost seems like they had already made up their mind. And again, this is how it feels sometimes, mm-hmm, you know, like performative. Like, we're going to send out this survey, but we already know what we're going to do. You know, I mean, so that'll be one meeting, and I expect that to go pretty long. Then the committee of the whole will be after that. And there are, you know, 15 items on that. I think, you know, this is, you know, all these contracts that total, you know, $1 million something, the Ernst & Young contract and the transportation update, right, which is currently last on the agenda.
Which feels like that should be reversed.
Correct.
I mean, right, before even the first meeting, the, right, the transportation update is probably the most pressing for parents.
It impacts everything. Well, yeah.
As of the following morning,
right,
it will impact everything.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, that's going to go down tonight. Hopefully we will have some updates, some official updates by the end of the night that we can report on in the morning. In the meanwhile, I appreciate a couple minutes of your time this morning. Thank you for coming down.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for being vocal.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.